Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Prem Oli. Currently I'm working at Washington State University, Prasar, but this work belongs to Auburn University. So before moving to Washington, so I was there working with Dr. Brindartis, who is just sitting there behind. So I'm now going to present the effect of INSO, which is El Nino Southern Oscillation. The effect of INSO on haste in fly infestation in the southeastern USA. This is a picture of haste in fly. The size of this insect is about a gnat. This is very tiny. So this insect is sitting on a wheat leaf, and after it lays eggs, and the eggs are hatched, then those small tiny larvae actually move down to the bottom and down to the stem of a wheat plant, and then they just develop and then they start feeding. And that's how actually the wheat crops, the plants are, stems are actually reduced. They become a tiny dwarf and then they lost. So there are several effects, so negative effects. So first I will, as in a paper format, I'll just introduce the problem and then present objectives and methods. Then followed by results, discussion, and conclusions. So basically, Hessian fly is actually a very serious insect pest of wheat, and wheat is also a very major field crop in the southeastern USA. And this insect actually causes millions of dollars in losses every year. And the research has shown that about each percent increase in infested killer or stem actually leads to loss about 12 to 21 kilogram of wheat in every season. So the life cycle is actually, as in other insects, the life cycle is of course affected by the weather conditions. And the wheat actually is grown in the southeast, wheat here in meaning it's winter wheat. It's grown actually during late fall to late spring. So this time actually, during this time, the weather conditions in the southeast, USA is actually, affected by the INSO phenomena. So especially during the winter time. So, and the INSO, probably you might be well familiar that INSO is actually an ocean atmospheric phenomenon actually caused by interannual variability in sea surface temperature, surface pressure and atmospheric circulations across the tropical Pacific. And because the life cycle of Hessian fly is actually affected by the weather conditions, and the weather itself is actually influenced by INSO in the southeast, so INSO is actually then expected to have effects on Hessian fly infestation in the southeast. Because weather conditions in different months actually vary, so then we can expect that the different months in a year actually have different influences in Hessian fly infestation. And another thing here is Hessian fly infestation, or the population, is actually influenced by the populations, population in a particular given year is affected by the populations in previous years and also the wheat acreage in previous years, because the wheat brood, the Hessian fly brood, meaning it's kind of a generation. So a brood in a specific season actually consists of several pupae belonging to different previous years. So, for instance, the brood, the adults hatched, those pupae, the pupae hatched, emerged in a season, are actually belong to different years, different previous. So that's why the population in a given year is also affected by previous years. And also, the acreage in previous years, meaning if the area was large in previous years, so then the likelihood of Hessian fly infested area would also be large. So So then in that case, the population would be higher. So it can be then expected that the Hessian fly population in a particular year is affected by Hessian fly population and also wheat acreage in the previous year. So we assume that this kind of relationships actually could be very helpful to wheat growers in the southeast in actually minimizing or avoiding the risk of climate change or climate variability, actually. And then through the farmers could apply some kind of mitigations of adaptation measures through the adoption of certain procedures like or methods like changing planting date or even which is very specific to insophage, something like that. So it would be very helpful to the farmers. So the objective of this study were actually to examine the effect of INSO on Hessian fly infestation and the associated wheat yield loss in the southeast. And then the other one was to develop weather and wheat acreage based Hessian fly infestation model to predict the Hessian fly induced yield loss in this region. So for this we took two places in Georgia in the southeast. So probably the number is too small because we didn't have a lot of data. So the data were actually available only for these two locations. And we collected Hessian fly infestation percentage. So hereafter I'll just use HIP. So HIP means Hessian fly infestation percentage. We just collect those values and different wheat yields for 22 years. And then we then separated using the JMA, so Japan Meteorological Agency based index. So based on that, we just separated those values by INSO phase. So actually INSO has, well, we know, three phases, El Nino, La Nina, and neutral. And we tested the yield difference among those three phases using a non-parametric test called the Wilcoxon rank sum. And we also computed yield loss due to Hessian fly infestation as the difference between the yields of resistant varieties and the yields of susceptible varieties. And then, again, those yield losses were separated by INSO phase and tested using the same procedure, that is Wilcoxon rank sum. And finally, using some correlation and regression analysis, so we used correlation first, the correlation between Hessian fly infestation and temperature, precipitation, like that, and acreage. So using those correlation and regression analysis, we just developed a Hessian fly infestation percentage, so HIP model, as a function of mainly precipitation, temperature, and wheat acreage. So these are the results. Here, red color actually corresponds to El Nino, blue to La Nina, and green to neutral condition. For Hessian fly infestation on the left panel and on yield loss on the right panel. So this is Griffin, and another one is a Plains. That is for two locations for infestation and yield losses. So this is Hessian fly infestation percentage loss in terms of percentage. And that one is actually yield loss in terms of kilogram per hectare. So this shows that actually, as we see, so actually the Hessian fly infestation and yield losses were largest during the La Nina phase, whereas smallest during the El Nino phase. And there was the significant difference between El Nino and La Nina in both places, and also in both infestation and yield losses. Okay, so why? So let's see the La Nina phase. So these figures are about precipitation, the upper one, and the lower one is about temperature for September, August to September period, and for October through February period. Okay, so if we see, as this figure show, so in the La Nina phase, actually, precipitation was the highest. in both locations. So G stands for griffin and P stands for plane. So in both locations, the precipitation was highest among the three phases, whereas the temperature was lowest among the three phases. Yes. Whereas during October, February period, precipitation was, precipitation was lowest. It was the driest, whereas it was the hottest during October, February period. La Nina. So the figures on the right side actually are about the precipitation, the departures or anomalies. So the first upper two are about precipitation departures or precipitation anomalies for griffin, and the right one for plains, and the lower two are about the temperature anomalies or departures from normal. So normal meaning 30-year period, so long term, so it's from the current climate normal, so from 1980 through 2010 period. For lower and left one for griffin and right one for plains. And here, so this zero line indicates the normal line. So the values, above that, actually indicate to weather conditions, and the values below that represent dry conditions. And in this case, values above, normal line indicate warmer conditions, and values lower than that normal line indicate cooler conditions. So here we see, so during August and September, in the lamina phase actually had, lamina had actually, higher precipitation than the normal period. But during October, February, lamina had actually lower precipitation, so it was drier during lamina. And here, lamina was warmer. It was cooler. It's cooler during August September period, but warmer during October through February period. So, weather cooler summers and dry warmer fall and winter. So, fall and winter meaning October through February were beneficial to Hessian fly. So, this was because, why beneficial? Because the weather cooler summers actually help promote to emerge out the oversummering pupae. And fall winters, the warmer fall winters also help develop development, or say at least they don't kill the cooler conditions don't kill or promote their development like that. So these conditions are actually beneficial to Hessian fly. And during La Nina, so same thing here, but during El Nino, precipitation was the lowest, but temperature was the highest during August, September, but precipitation was the highest and temperature was the lowest during October February period. And in terms of the departures, El Nino was drier during October to February, but October to September, and it was wetter during October to February. In case of temperature departure, so it was cooler during August September, but not warmer. And this was cooler during October February. So the weather cooler fall winters and dry hotter summers were harmful to Hessian fly. So this was because weather cooler conditions during fall or winter actually. So the temperature is lower. So either the larvae or the adults are there is at least some obstructions or some hamper in development. So their population is actually affected negatively. While the hotter, drier condition during summer actually kill the oversummering eggs or pupae. So that's why they are harmful. And after 12 months, the way yesterday is, so the period, only the period of August through the following March were actually significant. So these are actually the correlation coefficient values between Hessian fly infestation percentage and vegetation or temperature in two locations. So we can see here, so during this time, from here through following February, there are significant correlations between those, but the correlation was not significant during this time. And again, of this period actually, August, September period actually had positive association, positive correlation between precipitation and HIV in both locations, but negative correlation with temperature. In contrast, the period from October through following February was actually negatively associated with HIV in terms of temperature, but positively so in terms of temperature. So the effect was like just reverse kind of, just opposite. So that's why also we had four months of, so the temperature precipitation during August and February were actually significant. That's why we developed a model, so which includes August, September precipitation, October, February precipitation, August, September temperature, October, February precipitation, and then this is the change, and this is wheat average change. So that's how we developed Hessian fly infestation model. So the loss was largest during La Nina, and then the most effective, significant period was August, September. Thank you so much.